seems like the sun I might have known. If God had granted me a son, the summer's done.
That is the voice of my next guest, ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Kearns, considered Ireland's foremost tenor. Mr. Kearns is recognized around the world for his work with the Irish tenors. He's also enjoying his solo work and will release a new CD in the fall. And Anthony will be making a very special appearance to honor American veterans at the Memorial Day tribute Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Capitol Hill Club, hosted by the Washington Times. And I'll have more on that coming up in just a bit. Anthony, a pleasure to have you on the program. How are you?
Pleasure to be with you, Andy. Good.
Perfect timing for us. You're in town to perform at the U.S. Capitol on the 25th, and we get to steal you for a while on Wednesday the 21st. What can we expect to hear?
Well, it's been a concert that's tied up with Memorial Weekend. There will be inspirational songs. There'll be obviously an anthem or two, songs that kind of inspire people, songs that move people, and songs that would cause some reflection. And songs to honor people, so it'll be a mixed bag, as they say.
Yeah, you have said you feel not only a connection to the U.S., but you feel a special connection to our veterans.
Well, I do. I've done a lot of events over the years, not just in D.C. but all over the states, and everywhere you meet them, they're the same guys and gals. They're a humble bunch of people. They're hardworking. They're my kind of people. They roll up the sleeve and they get on with the job and they do it. They're hands on. And that's really it, you know. You see them, real people, out doing a job that, you know, is a tough job, is a demanding job, and I admire them for that, and I never lose sight of the fact that what we have, the freedom to come and go where we like, I never take that for advantage of that or take it for granted.
You know, there will be many vets in attendance Wednesday night. Now, some of those will be members of Congress, and I'm inviting you to feel free to sing off-key when you look directly at them. All right?
Won't be the first time.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, actually, you know, I was surprised to see where about 20% of those serving in Congress also served in the military.
It's an amazing figure, all right, amazing number. And the interesting thing, as Mike Kaufman said in one of his interviews, that basically that they've been on the ground, they've gone through the hard slog, they've worked as a team, they've worked with other people, they can relate to people, I think, better than those that haven't. The way I look at it is, I'm a singer. I sing. It's what I do. Those that can't sing teach in my profession. So I think it's a very true statement that they're on the ground, they're in the thick of it, and they can understand and can work and relate well to people.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That's the same thing that happens in radio. Anyway, Anthony, let me ask you something about your voice, because I've kind of wondered about this for a while. When did you know you could actually sing? I mean, really sing.
Well, I suppose I natural ability when I was a young fella singing, growing up in Ireland, I would compete in competitions. So there I saw, you know, I gained the confidence and I could see, well, you know, I'm not too bad, I can handle this or I can give this a good shot. And the confidence grew. And then after running out of competitions on an amateur level, I decided, you know, we must try this and try and make a career of it. So yet again, another talent competition in 1993, way back then, I went Ireland Search for a Tenor, and that really catapulted me and pointed me more so into the direction of classical music and the connections involved, like singing coaches and repertoire and the whole lot, all new to me.
Did you think, as a small child, this would be your future?
Absolutely. No question about it. I describe it as, you know, having the fire in the belly, having the belief. I knew inside what I wanted to do. I knew I was a singer from day one. I just needed to figure out how to go about it and what area of the music business I was going to go into. But no question about it.
Huh.
Never a doubt.
Yeah. Which do you like better? You like singing with a small ensemble or a symphony orchestra?
Both have bring great pleasure. You know, with an ensemble, it's just your skin crawls. It's just this warmth and wealth of music. With a symphony, with the warmth and wealth of an arrangement of an orchestra behind it, and you just soar above it. It lifts it to another level. Then on the other side of it, an intimate setting with a small group is so powerful. If you've just got piano and singer and a group of people in the palm of your hand, and you have them, and it's like the bull, it's like the matador or the bullfighter wrestling with the bull. Yeah, you're circling each other.
how do you protect your voice? I mean, I talk on the radio every day, and occasionally I have a problem, but you really have to put a lot of stress on your vocal cords.
You do. It's knowing when to shut up as well, being honest. I've been working here on stuff that I've been singing now in the next few days, and then I have to... I'm wanting to give it another run, but then I said, no, stop it now. You've done it 3 or 4 times, and you have to trust and then that what you've done here in the practice room, all the screaming and all the shouting and all the stress and strain, that you will pull it together when you get there, because you can overdo it. So you have to trust. You've been doing this for long enough, and you have to have the belief that you can do it and continue to do it. We're always trying to refine it and finesse it and put finesse to it, and it's head-wrecking at times, but that's, I suppose, your job. That's the professional you're never happy with. You want to get it as best as you can.
Is it second nature to you now? I mean, do you stand up on stage and you're thinking about your next vacation while you're singing?
Never. Actually, I think it gets harder as you get older. I mean, 20 years ago, I stood up on stage and I was thinking about my next vacation, my next meal. not today. You're thinking, oh, dear God, okay, right. You have a certain level of confidence, and a little bit of stress helps. Not too much. If you get an overload of stress, you're finished. You're done for. So, yeah, you always keep your eye on the ball. You never lose sight of it. Look, you know, you're only as good as your last performance. So you always remember that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. I know you're a very busy man, and I want you to rest your voice. And we look forward to your performance on Wednesday evening and on Sunday at the National Concert. Anthony Kearns, good to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
And you too, Andy. Thanks very much. Bye-bye now.
What a nice guy. He will be appearing, this will be Wednesday, May 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Eisenhower Room. That's the first floor of the Capitol Hill Club, 300 First Street in Southeast. It is the inaugural Memorial Day tribute honoring America's veterans, and it's hosted by the Washington Times. There'll be a cocktail reception. You need to RSVP by Monday in order to get this done, if you want tickets, all right? Business attire, that's the dress. Valet parking, street parking, Capital South Metro will take you there. There are limited tickets available, and here's what you need to do if you'd like to attend this event. I think it's going to be very special. It will be emceed by Washington Times opinion editor David Keene. John Solomon, editor of the Times, is the host of the event. And a percentage of ticket sales will benefit Caring for Military Families, an outreach of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. So here's how you get tickets. You can go to memorialdaytribute.eventbrite.com. Eventbrite, one word, EventBrite. That's Memorial Day Tribute, eventbrite.com. Use the password veteran. It'll give you all the information. I'm sorry, veterans, plural. It will give you all the information you need, whether you want an individual ticket, whether you want a sponsorship opportunity, but you're running out of time. So you'll want to head to the website, Memorial Day Tribute, eventbrite.com. That's Memorial Day Tribute, eventbrite.com. Password, veterans. Okay. And again, this is Wednesday evening, the 21st. At the Capitol Hill Club. It is an event I think you will really enjoy. By the way, some of the members of Congress who will be in attendance, Senator Ted Cruz, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Mike Kaufman, Congressman Michael Conaway. There's a long list here. A lot of members will be members of the House and of the Senate will be there at this, I think it was going to be a wonderful event. And, of course, you heard Irish tenor Anthony Kearns will be performing. It is 12:53, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.